It's been a while since Candy Lee has been on Ozarks at Large. She still performs throughout the region as part of Melody Pond, a duo, and sometimes more, with her musical partner, Emily Rowland. Candy also performs solo sets around the region, and next weekend, she'll release a new solo album titled Ozark Mama. Last month, Candy stopped by the Harold and Blanche Cox studio at KUAF to talk with Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis. While she was here, she gave us a preview of some of the songs from the new album.
My name is Candy Lee, and this song is called Partner.
I hate the way that you do laundry. You shrink my clothes and you wrinkle them to hell, but that's okay, because at least you try, and there are many other things that you do well. 'Cause you're my partner through and through. You'll always be there whenever I need you to. You may not be the tidiest man, but you work hard and you do what you can. I hate the sight of your boot prints, dirt everywhere, after I've just swept the floor, but that's all right, because it means you were doing it. I really couldn't ask for more, 'cause you're my partner through and through. You'll always be there whenever I need you to. You may not be the tidiest man, but you work hard and you do what you can. You take good care of me. You love me tenderly. Who cares if you make a mess? It's kind of endearing, I must confess. I love the way that you live your life along with me. Come whatever may, and when you say that we're in this together, 'cause I'm your partner for the rest of your days, and you're my partner for the rest of my days. Yes, we are partners for the rest of our days.
That was excellent. That was really excellent.
Yay.
This new album you've got coming out, Ozark Mama, mm-hmm. Like what would you say is the impetus behind it? What inspired most of the songs on it?
Definitely being a mom. So I've been a mom for a little over a year and a half now. And so I just wanted to put together, I have kind of just been writing a bunch of love songs for my husband and my son. And I figured I'd go ahead and make an album out of it, and I think it turned out pretty sweet.
Yeah. Well, how long have you been sitting on some of these songs? Because I know one of the songs on the album, Falling, you played mm-hmm. the last time you were here, which
I
was
did.
Like 3 or 4 years ago. Like how long has this been like ruminating?
So that song is definitely the oldest song. I started writing that for my husband. Shortly, I guess, after we got married. And that was kind of the story of us meeting and coming together. But all the rest of the songs, I think, are pretty recent. Ozark Mama itself, I maybe wrote it a year. I probably finished it a year ago because I started writing it when my son was born. And then it took me a while to finish because I was really busy and didn't get to write a lot during the first couple of months. But and then some of the other songs, I think they're pretty recent. Like, I think I finished one of the songs like a week before I recorded it. So, yeah, it's kind of just like this past couple of years besides Falling. That one's old.
Right.
But I hadn't gotten a chance to record that one yet. So I wanted to include it.
Well, on this record, it's a little bit different from some of your previous stuff in that it's just you.
Mm-hmm.
Was that a deliberate choice?
Yes. Yeah. I wanted to make this album really intimate and vulnerable because these songs are very intimate and vulnerable. They're very close to my heart, and I figured it would be very fitting. So I wanted to make this a solo acoustic album, and it is also a live recording. So I didn't get the chance to like go in and tweak everything like I normally do and like obsess over it like I normally do. So it's kind of like this is what it is. And I think there's beauty in that not everything is perfect. And it's a good representation of life, I think.
Was it a little bit stressful just doing it just yourself without any other instruments or other voices to help, like, fill out the sound?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm so used to playing with Emily, my bandmate, and Melody Pond. And, you know, I've done the solo thing, and I do it, and it's super vulnerable, and I get more nervous about those shows for sure when I have to play by myself. And, you know, other people can cover up your mistakes. So I was a lot more nervous about doing this way, but I felt like I needed to.
Yeah. Well, do you want to play another song?
Sure.
What's this next one going to be?
This is called Ozark Mama.
Right.
It's the title track.
Yes.
Arkansas, I made that part of my dreams come true. With a little house and a plot of land to plant a garden. But my greatest joy of all is sharing my life with you. And I will be your Ozark mama. And you can be my mountain man. And we will raise our children up on the hill where the good things grow. There's plenty of life happening here within the mountains, but the people here know how to stop and take it slow. Appreciating all their beautiful surroundings, making memories that we'll cherish down the road. And I will be your Ozark mama, and you can be my mountain man. And we will raise our loving children up on the hill where the good things grow. You and I were like two dandelion seeds, floating on the breeze but never taking root, until I found home in you and you in me. And our love became the soil where we grew. And I will be your Ozark mama. Joy and hope and loving melodies up on the hill where the good things grow. Planting seeds of joy and hope and loving melodies up on the hill where the good things grow.
That was wonderful.
Thank you.
Now, this album, it's just you. You sing, you play all the instruments. Mm-hmm. Today you've brought banjo, guitar, ukulele with you.
Yes.
Most solo albums are just a person singing and playing guitar, but mm-hmm. you chose to like split it out amongst different instruments. Did that stretch you a little bit more? Did it make you practice more on the banjo and ukulele? I mean, did it bring something more out of you than you normally get?
Well, I don't know. I would say definitely on the banjo I've been stretched, because the banjo is the newest instrument to me. But as far as like the stuff on the guitar and the ukulele, I felt pretty comfortable with that. But I've been trying to switch it up as far as like using different instruments. I think it makes things more interesting, especially when you're doing like a solo performance out somewhere. But also I really try and think about which instrument matches that song and the feel of that song. And so I wanted to kind of give a little bit of diversity in a solo album, because, you know, it's just me, it's my voice, and that's always going to sound the same. So I thought at least I'd switch it up with the instruments.
Do you feel like the sound of the album is representative of what people can see when they see you just by yourself on a stage?
I do. This is like more of an intimate kind of album, I guess. So I do play these songs live, but a lot of the times I try and play some more of my upbeat kind of songs to keep people interested, because I don't play covers, and so it's kind of hard to keep people's interest when you don't play covers. But I think as far as any of the albums that I've had, this was probably the best representation of what I sound like live. So I'm pretty proud of it, and I'm excited to be able to give that to people when I do see them at my shows.
What are your plans for releasing this album?
So I'm releasing it. I'll be releasing it digitally, but also there's going to be a CD release party over at the Roots headquarters, which is in the old, I'm going to say it wrong,
Geisinger.
Hey, you knew.
I only know because that's where my grandpa bought my banjo.
Are you really? Are you serious? Yeah. That's awesome. That's cool. But anyway, it's going to be there. It's going to start at 7. You can get tickets online. But it's going to be awesome. And I'm really excited for the CD release party because Dandelion Heart's going to open up for me. Ooh. And they're amazing. And I love all of those ladies. And I've loved them separately. And now that they're together, it's just like, it's heaven. So
even though you're performing by yourself, mm-hmm. people can still expect to hear beautiful harmonies that night.
Yes. It will be me making them that night. But yeah, it's going to be a really good night of music, and I'm hoping to get some people out to see it, because it's going to be kind of like a once-in-a-lifetime kind of thing.
Yeah. Well, other than the new album coming out, what else is on your horizon for the next foreseeable future?
Well, musically, I'm not sure. I'm in school right now and doing the mom thing, and so I'm always going to keep creating and making music and hopefully putting out albums. And performing, so it's going to be more local than I have done in the past, but I'll always be making music and love doing it.
Well, where can people find your music at?
Online or just out?
Just period.
Period. Well, I play all around town. You can visit CandyLeeMusic.com, and there's, I think both of the albums that I wrote before this are on there already, and I plan on putting Ozark Mama on there, and then I have my my music calendar as well.
All right. Well, Candy, it's been an absolute pleasure to have you back. Would you mind playing one more song before we close
out? I would love to.
On the night that you nearly split me in two, it was the hardest thing I ever did do. But the pain that I felt brought me closer to you, and I'd do it all again if I had to. 'Cause you are the most precious thing, and I love you more. Nothing you could ever say or ever from loving you. Each day that we wake up, you greet with a smile, and I could just stay here with you for a while. With your voice like music, your touch soft and mild, my whole world gets wrapped up in your eyes. 'Cause you are the most precious thing, and I love you more than anything. And nothing you could ever say or ever do could keep me from loving you. And I hope that trust in your eyes never leaves you. And I hope you know that I'll always believe you are the light in my heart. 'Cause you are the most precious thing, and I love you more than anything. And nothing you could ever say or ever do could keep me from loving you. Loving you.
That was Candy Lee speaking with and performing for Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis. Candy will perform at 6:30 tomorrow night with Cameron Johnson at Ozark Folkways in Winslow. Then next Friday, November 15th, she'll have the release party for her new album, Ozark Mama, at Fayetteville Roots Festival HQ. That's the Geisinger building on the Fayetteville Square. Tickets are $10 in advance, and you can find them and more information about the show at eventbrite.com. You can find out more about Candy Lee's music at CandyLeeMusic.com.